Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, yeah! What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan, and always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. Ride with me. And I'll take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. A lot to get to. Obviously, we will get hot and heavy into tomorrow's division round matchup. Washington and Detroit duking it out in prime time for the right to go to the NFC Championship game. We'll go behind enemy lines in the 8 o'clock hour. Our pal Mark Ryan, Detroit Lions Radio Network, going to join us. We'll talk to him about how Detroit has gotten here and what type of shot, as an outsider looking in, does he give the Washington Commanders. We'll take your calls all night at 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We got a lot to get to. It is a loaded divisional round weekend of the National Football League. We will preview Texans and Chiefs. We will preview Bills and Ravens. We will preview Rams and Eagles. All of that before we get out of here at 10 o'clock. I will get a full-scale preview of the College Football National Championship game. Texas, Ohio State. Two blue bloods in the college football landscape, duking it out for the right to be the best in the country. That comes up on Monday. We'll get you a full-scale preview of that. I don't know how much you all have been paying attention to the NBA outside of the Washington Wizards, but Jimmy Butler, his 7-game suspension over tonight with the Miami Heat there in Denver, taking on the Nuggets, and via Jimmy's agent, Bernie Lee, Jimmy Butler is back tonight in action after suffering that 7-game suspension. We'll see how much longer Jimmy Butler is a member of the Miami Heat. As you all know, things are going not so well out in Miami. Jimmy Butler trying to force his way out. Pat Riley playing hardball. We'll talk a little bit about the NBA before we get out of here as well. Darius, I didn't tell you that we were going to go this way, but if we've got it ready, the call from last night, Alex Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals 1-0 winners last night over Ottawa. And Alex Ovechkin once again lighting the lamp, this time in record-breaking fashion. Here's how number 874 sound.
And the Senators win the draw. Sanderson coming out the middle. He's got Pinto with him. Sanderson keeps it and can't get the shot away. Good defensive play there by Sandin. He gets the puck back. He turns it maybe into a two-on-one. Coming with Ovechkin. He fires. He scores. He scores. Alex Ovechkin. And overtime. Game-winning goal here in Ottawa. Good morning. Good afternoon. And good night, Ottawa. Alex Ovechkin gets goal 874. And the Capitals win it 1-0 in overtime here in Ottawa.
Well, if you don't like the call of John Walton, shame on you. One of the absolute best in the business, Alex Ovechkin. Let's just talk about how clutch the King of D.C. is. 1:53 left to go in overtime last night. Ovechkin with career goal number 874, moving him 20 goals within 20 goals of Wayne Gretzky for the NHL's all-time goal-scoring record. And then last night, he cracked the history books once again. He broke a league record by scoring against his 179th goaltender in his career. Yamir Yager had 178 goalies that he lit the lamp against. Alex Ovechkin continuing to lead what has been a magical Washington Capitals season, man. The fellas 1-0 winners last night over Ottawa, 30-10-5 on the season. Still pacing the Eastern Conference right now. So good to check in on the Washington Capitals. But the big event we care about this weekend, Commanders and Lions, that a part of a loaded division round weekend in the National Football League. We'll get you a full-scale preview of Commanders and Lions when Mark Ryan joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. But just looking at tomorrow night from a bird's-eye view, keeping perspective with every conversation that we have about this group, I don't mean to be that guy to continue to harp on, oh, I can't believe we're here, but damn it, oh, I can't believe that we're here. If you would have told me back in August that Washington would be a game away from punching their ticket to the NFC title game, I would have asked you to pour me up some of what you're sipping on. It is so crazy to think that this is my team. We have the nice thing that everybody wants. We're the talk of not just the National Football League, but maybe I'm not gauging this correctly. We're the talk of the entire sports landscape right now. You can't cut on ESPN, Fox Sports 1, NFL Network, you name it, without seeing that big, stupid W. That's what Danny Rue would say. But, no, it really feels like, man, we're the talk of the sports landscape. This team has earned it. They're doing it the right way. We talked about it all offseason long, how important it was to have ownership, head coach, GM, all on the same page. Jaden Daniels, the byproduct of that. They put their minds together, and they ended up with the best rookie quarterback maybe in the history of the National Football League. It's been super fun to watch. Tomorrow night is just another game. And I know people are going to roll their eyes when they hear that, but I promise you, tomorrow night for Washington is just another game. Talking to some folks earlier today, man, you really feel and understand just how locked in this group is. And I'll put it to you like this. They've been playing postseason football for the last 6 weeks of the season. They've been playing postseason football for the last 5 weeks of the regular season, winning in heartbreaking fashion, going for it on fourth down, being uber aggressive, believing in yourself is the main way that I could describe it. I was listening to Max Crosby earlier today on Good Morning Football discussing what Washington has going on here in our nation's capital and how special the vibes are right now here in D.C. It's cool to talk vibes when you're 7-2 and you've clearly outkicked your coverage, right? It's cool to talk vibes when you're not getting geared up for the most important game of the season, but as we sit here, 26 hours away from kickoff tomorrow night out at Ford Field, the biggest reason for confidence for me when it comes to Washington and their ability to win tomorrow night is they've been here before. They've been here before. Their backs have been against the wall the entire season. Look, I can say it because I'm a man first, right? I always put it that way. I'm a man first. I'll put a fork in this group. The day after Thanksgiving, or excuse me, Black Friday, rather, of 2024, a month and a half ago, I put a fork in the 2024 Washington Commanders in terms of their ability to make a run in the postseason, their ability to go out and shock the world the way that they have. I've been proven wrong, and I've never been more ecstatic about being proven wrong. This group has all the makings of a championship football team. And I know Vegas has them at what did the lines open up as? There were 10.5-point underdogs. A lot of people look at Detroit being 15-2 throughout the regular season. Everybody you listen to, it feels like no one is giving Washington a puncher's chance to come out victorious tomorrow. And I would say that I'm surprised, but I'm not, because this is what this season has been for this group. All year long, they've been the underdog. All year long, they've been the Cinderella story of the NFL, but it feels like everyone's been waiting for the other shoe to drop, so to speak, and I'm here to tell you, it's not dropping. It's not dropping. You stick around with us tonight. We'll take you to 10 o'clock. I got all of the ins and outs, all of the skinny as to why Washington is going to go on the road tomorrow night and upset the Detroit Lions. All of the numbers, when you break them down, point toward this being a good old-fashioned knock-em-out, drag-em-out brawl. These are two teams that are physical up front at the point of attack. These are two teams that have speed on the offensive side of the football. And it's two teams coached by two men that have this special ability to get guys to do whatever for them. And I think as much as we were, you know, infatuated with the Ben Johnsons of the world and the Raheem Morrises and Mike McDonald, Washington has the right man leading this thing. And I think tomorrow he once again proves why there was no one better to be the next head coach of the Washington Commanders. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We got a lot we're going to look ahead at. I want to ask you this. How confident are you in tomorrow? I know we're drinking the Homer Kool-Aid. I know we all believe in what this group has. But how confident are you in tomorrow? And what is the reason you're most confident? 1-800-636-1067. I want to talk about Washington's defense in the 7 o'clock hour, because I really feel like it's a group that has consistently gotten better throughout the season, but we all understand the limitations that they're working with on that side of the football. The cupboard is bare from a talent perspective. There isn't a whole bunch of all pros and pro bowlers littered across Washington's defense. It's a group that's really well coached. It's a group that plays hard. But is it a group that's going to be playing their final weekend of football this weekend? That's my big question. Because let's just be real about this. The pressure is on the defensive side of the football. When you look at this game on paper and you look at why Washington wouldn't come out on the right end, it would be because of the defense. And as we sit here 26 hours away from kickoff, I'm not real confident in what Washington has on the defensive side of the football. And I've tossed and turned on this for the entirety of the week. If you listened to me earlier this week on the Team 980, I was pretty boastful about how I thought this team would come away victorious tomorrow. But as we get into the nitty-gritty of this thing and we start to break down the Commanders' defense from an X's and O's standpoint, there's real legitimate concern on my behalf as to whether or not they can get stops on a consistent basis. And I know you all saw the news. David Montgomery, Pro Bowl back for the Detroit Lions, expected to make his return to the lineup tomorrow. Washington comes in to tomorrow ranked 30th in the National Football League in terms of rush defense. The running back duo of Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, for my money, is the best in the National Football League. 110%. Jahmyr Gibbs has proven why Detroit spent major draft capital, a first-round pick, on him. It's been proven. Can Washington keep him in check? It's the same question we had going into last weekend against Tampa Bay. Could Washington keep Bucky Irving in check? And credit to Washington's defense, credit to Washington's offense. Not only did Washington keep Bucky Irving in the Bucks' run game in check, they made Tampa Bay a one-dimensional football team. They made Tampa Bay a pass-first football team. And they were able to get it done. But as I've said all week long, as I said going into last week, the formula is the same. That's the beautiful thing about the postseason and about the National Football League. When you find something that works, you stick with it. And one thing that Washington's found a ton of success with is this ball control passing offense. And I continue to say it. In order for Washington to continue to live this lifestyle, and they've shown they can do it. You saw it against Atlanta. You saw it against New Orleans. You saw it against Tampa Bay this past weekend. In order to possess the football and go on these 17-play scoring drives in which you eat up 9 minutes of clock, you go back to the Atlanta game to start the third quarter. They have a 14-minute, 5-second drive. In order to have that be a way you can live on a routine, consistent basis, you got to have three things. You got to have the quarterback not get bored with making the routine play, keeping you ahead of schedule the way he has all year long. You got to have outstanding individual effort like you saw from Terry McLaurin on the first play of that 17-play scoring drive last week that ate up 9 minutes of clock. Terry McLaurin takes a screen that should have been a loss of four. It turns it into a gain of two, and it's the little ancillary things like that, keeping this offense on schedule. That's the stuff, that great, tremendous individual effort. That's what has to happen in order for Washington to continue to play that style of football. But here's the big reason I'm confident, right? Yes, we've seen the evolution and the growth of this ball control passing offense, right? It's almost similar to a West Coast scheme when you think about how quickly at times Jaden's getting the ball out of his hands, how the traditional running game has escaped this football team, yet they're still having major success moving the football. What it does, the big benefit that it does, is your defense doesn't have to play as much. And the longer you can keep Jared Goff, Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam Laporta, Amon-Ra St. Brown and company on the sideline, the better chance you're going to have to win this football game. 1-800-636-1067, the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister Lounge. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. 26 hours away from kickoff. How confident are you in Washington's ability to go to Detroit? And we'll make it a two-parter for you as we continue to take your calls as we eke into the 7 o'clock hour. One, how confident are you? And then two, what has to happen? What is the non-negotiable that must happen for Washington in order for them to come up successful tomorrow night and punch their ticket to the NFC Championship game? We'll take a call before we hit the break. Trey is in Maryland. What's up, Trey?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? We get straight to the point. All right, the things that we have to do, number one, we got to eliminate penalties as much as possible. We can't have those in key moments. Number two, we got to keep Jared Goff off the field. You know how hot that offense is. Number three, we got to score points. As long as those guys stay focused, man, they continue doing the things they're doing and also make adjustments in the game, they definitely have a chance. This is something that I have not seen since I was a kid, honestly. Like 20-plus years of misery, and this is the best I felt about our team. And there's something, like a funny feeling inside. I feel like we can do it. It's going to be tough. It ain't going to be easy, but I know they can pull it off. So that's all I got to say.
Trey, I appreciate you as always, my brother. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I think everyone in the DMV has the same set of sentiments here. Everyone in the DMV feels the same way. There is a quiet confidence that I feel talking to folks locally, but nationally, Washington not getting a whole lot of love, except from a former player. I told you about Max Crosby. He had some really nice things to say about Washington's chances this weekend. We'll let you hear from Max Crosby in the 7 o'clock hour. Quick reminder, at about 8:30, we'll go behind enemy lines of pal Mark Ryan, Detroit Lions Radio Network, set to join the program. When we come back, though, we're taking your calls. 1-800-636-1067. 26 hours away from kickoff. How confident are you in Washington and their ability to punch their ticket to the NFC Championship game? And then two, what has to happen? What's a non-negotiable that must happen in order for Washington to win? We'll take your calls on that next. This is The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising?
People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Still rocking and rolling right along here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. It's the youngest in charge, Liddell Willingham. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock. Lions and Commanders on deck. We'll be discussing that a lot here in the next 3 hours. Also get you a full-scale preview of the College Football National Championship game. We'll take a look ahead as the NFL coaching carousel continues to spin. The general manager carousel continues to spin. A lot to get to here on a Friday night edition of Overtime. Appreciate y'all joining us. The number, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Question we asked before the break. One, it just feels like, I don't know, maybe I'm way off base with this. It just feels like many folks in the national media aren't giving Washington much of a shot to win Sunday against the Detroit Lions. It's just what it feels like. I was watching Get Up the other morning. The entire panel picked Detroit. I was listening to Rich Eisen talk about this football game, and he has been, if you're not familiar with the work of one of Rich Eisen, of the NFL Network. He has been on Washington all year long. And even he expressed a considerable amount of doubt about Washington and their ability to come away with a victory on Saturday. I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it. Going into last weekend's game, I was pretty damn confident that Washington was going to walk away with the victory. One, I looked at the game plan that Tampa was going to try and execute, and I thought, well, that's not going to work against Jaden Daniels. And boom, case in point, it didn't. I looked at Washington's defense, and I said if they can make Tampa one-dimensional, if they can make Tampa one-dimensional, they'll have a real legitimate shot in this thing. I wouldn't go out as far as to say they made him one-dimensional, but when you're able to control the clock and control time of possession the way that Washington did last weekend, you're going to have a shot to beat anybody. That's got to be the formula this weekend. It's got to be the formula this weekend. It's got to be. Ball control offense. Because let's just be real. You ask any football fan, no matter where they're from, Commanders fan, Lions fan, whatever, you ask an unbiased football fan what the number one Achilles heel of this Commanders football team is, they'll say their run defense. Detroit's top five in the National Football League in rushing throughout the year. They're getting David Montgomery back this weekend. Stopping the run's important. Defense is huge. But the one thing that we've learned here in the stretch run of the season is that Washington, sometimes their best defense is their offense. As crazy as that may sound, sometimes Washington's best defense is their offense. I think there's one number that Washington's got to get to. I think they got to possess the football for 33, 34 minutes on Saturday night in order for them to beat Detroit. I think you've got to limit the Detroit Lions to at most 6 offensive possessions. And I know that sounds like, huh? How do you do that? Easy. You line up. You run your tempo and you be who the hell you've been over the final 5 weeks of the season. You don't have to deviate away from the game plan, right? Everyone keeps looking and calling for the return of the traditional run game. As far as I'm concerned, they can leave the traditional run game in Ashburn. As long as they continue to pick up first downs, stay ahead of the sticks, eat clock, that's the most important thing here. But I will say this about Detroit. There will be opportunities for Washington to run the football. Last week, it was tough, right? It's hard when you're running at Vita Vea, Kalijah Kancey, and that badass front that Tampa Bay boasts. It's a difficult group to run it against. Detroit has suffered, has more man games lost due to injury than any team in the NFL. A lot of it's been hit on that defensive front. Washington should be able to get the run game going this weekend. Is it a necessity? I wouldn't say so. But if they can get it, if they can get the traditional run game going, it's over. I'm telling you. But I'm looking at limiting Detroit to 6 possessions. 6 possessions. Say you give up 4 touchdowns and 2 field goals. Right? That's 28, 31, 34. I think Washington's got to score at least 35 points to win this football game. That's just the way that I look at it. But then it gets interesting. This is where I'm like, there's multiple different ways I can see this thing playing out. I can see the scenario in which they possess the ball for more than 33 minutes. Maybe it's 37 minutes. Maybe it's 38 minutes. They can play that brand of football. They've shown you that already. They've shown you that already. I think that's the key to this thing. Can you outpossess Detroit? Can you limit their opportunities offensively? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. How confident are you in Washington's ability to go down to Detroit tomorrow night and punch their ticket to the NFC title game? And what must Washington do? What's a non-negotiable that has to happen tomorrow in order for them to pick up the victory? 1-800-636-1067. Coach Turner, Al Hollywood, what's going on?
Hey, first of all, again, young man, let me say thank you for taking my call.
For sure.
Okay, now, I tell you what. You're asking how confident I am. I am very confident that we have the ability to beat Detroit soundly. But what has to happen is that those safeties over the top have got to help those defensive backs. Because we do have a shutdown corner that hasn't proven himself, but he is good. He hasn't proven himself since he's been here. He has proved himself to be a great shutdown corner, or the closest to a shutdown corner as can be. But if we have great help over the top with the safeties, we're going to be able to win. See, what they've done, and we got to take a look at it, they have bent again, but didn't break in the second half.
Yeah.
They shut down the run in Philly. They shut down they shut down everything that they were supposed to do, giving our great quarterback a chance to win the game. So that's what we need, that great safety help over top.
Coach, I appreciate you as always, my man. I agree. That's the one thing, right, that I would say about Washington's defense. The philosophy differs from other coaches around the country at every level, high school, college, JUCO, pros, you name it. You ask any defensive mind at any level what their number one principle is defensively, what their number one goal is defensively, they'd say it's to stop the run. And for a large chunk of this year, I concerned myself with Washington's run defense. It was something that kept me up at night. I felt it was going to be the thing that got them bounced from the postseason. But what we've learned here over the past couple of weeks is that that isn't the way Washington looks at defense. They understand that they are limited from a personnel standpoint. So they're fine giving up 4 yards here on a run, 6 yards here on a run, 3 yards here on a run. What's most important to this Commanders defense, and to their credit, they've done a tremendous job with this. What's most important is them not giving up the explosive plays. That's been the difference with this defense. There's a reason, right, that Washington comes into this thing top five in the NFL in passing defense. They do not allow opposing offenses to get behind them. That's a credit to Quan Martin. That's a credit to Jeremy Chinn. It's a credit to these defensive backs. But it is their calling card, so to speak. It is their non-negotiable on that side of the football. It is. Which is why, to me, when you go up against Detroit, they're not the type of offense that can survive with Jared Goff dropping back 45 times and being some drop-back passer. That's not who they are. They need to be able to run the football. It opens up everything else for them offensively. So if Washington can make Detroit one-dimensional on offense, I think it changes this game completely. 1-800-636-1067. Most of the national media, not giving Washington much of a chance, they're 10.5, or they opened up, rather, as 10.5 point dogs. I think the line's now down to 9.5. How confident are you that Washington can go to Detroit and pick up the victory? And then, two, what must happen? What must happen? What's a non-negotiable for you in order for Washington to pick up the victory tomorrow night? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. What's going on, Ray?
Hey, what's going on, man? It's always a pleasure.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. It's a big weekend in the area. It's a confidence up here. You know what I mean, about what's going to go down in Buffalo, but this car ain't about that. It's about what's going to happen in Detroit. And the bottom line is, I've seen this play out before. I remember 2008 when Flacco went to Tennessee. Tennessee was the number one seed. Mm. Curry Collins and them was balling.
Mm.
And they went and they shocked the NFL by knocking out the number one seed Tennessee Titans on the way to the AFC Championship. A rookie Flacco, I get it. Hall of Fame names on defense, Lewis, Suggs, Reed, I get all that. But the bottom line is, why not the Commanders?
Yeah.
The thing is, I'm going to say this real quick. You know, if C-Rod and Robinson, if they rush for a combined, let's just say 120 yards, they're going to win. I believe you're going to hear Frankie Louvu's name, you know, being called, because here's the bottom line. I'm going to tell you, with a team like the Lions, you got to come out, you got to punch them in the mouth early. You got to establish the run. I don't care if it's 3-4 yards at a time. You got to establish the run. At the end of the day, they're going to have to be on pins and needles for Jaden Daniels and, you know, the RPO stuff and all that. But at the end of the day, De'Ami Brown, all those guys, These guys are going to be ready. And I say this as I hang up the phone. Washington is going to shock the world because you need a redskin mentality. And I get it. The Commanders are the name. But I remember back in 1991 where everybody around here, even up in Baltimore, we rooted for the Redskins. We knew that at the end of the day, them hogs was going to run. And there ain't no hogs on the offensive line. We get all that. But at the end of the day, to shock the NFL, man, I'm telling you this right now. The Commanders are going to take an early 7-0, 10-0 lead. It's going to happen. And I'm telling you, even if it don't happen, the Commanders, man, they're going to shock the world just like the Ravens going to go up in Buffalo and shock everybody.
Ray,
I
hope your projection, your forecast is correct, my friend. I hope it's right. I always get geeked up anytime Ray calls in, man. As a true Ravens fan, giving his 2 cents on the burgundy and gold, I'll tell you what. Phone lines are loaded. If you're trying to call and you can't get in, keep going. 1-800-636-1067. Lions and Commanders coming up tomorrow night from Ford Field. Winner advances to the NFC Championship game. The Lions are 9.5-point favorites as we sit here right now, 7:15 p.m. Eastern time. I'll give you a stat that does not bode very well in the Commanders' side, in the Commanders' favor, about teams in postseason history that have been 9.5-point favorites. I'll give you that nugget next here on The Fan. We will go behind enemy lines before the show concludes tonight. We'll go down to Detroit. We'll be joined by our guy, Mark Ryan, of the Lions Radio Network, pre, post, and halftime. Mark Ryan does a great job. Also a colleague of mine on the Infinity Sports Network. I know a lot of you all tap into that. So make sure you stick around here for Mark Ryan as we go behind enemy lines and try and get the outsider's opinion of Washington and Detroit. Massive, massive game coming up tomorrow night. All a part of a loaded divisional round weekend in the National Football League. I mentioned Washington, 9.5-point favorites. They open up as 10.5-point favorites. And it speaks to no one really is giving Washington a shot. And I can't say that I understand why. And maybe I'm at that point where after winning a postseason game, my glasses are now tinted with burgundy and gold. Maybe I'm all the way bought in from a fan perspective after last weekend. But even going into last weekend, I thought Washington had a really good shot to beat Tampa. I picked them to beat Tampa in the pregame. Well, I picked them to beat Detroit. Got to stick around to hear that. But phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Like I said, 9.5-point underdogs. Most folks not giving them much of a fighting chance. How confident are you in Washington tomorrow night? And then what must they do? What has to happen in order for Washington to knock off the Detroit Lions? Let's go back out to the phones. 1-800-636-1067. Ray is in Winchester. What's up, Ray?
Is it Rory?
Hello? Ray. Oh, Rory in Winchester. I'm sorry. Rory, what's going on, my brother?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. That's all right. I was on Bluetooth when I called in. I was waiting to go off. hey, listen, I think there are some crazy people in Detroit. That's what I think.
Well, for sure.
Did you ever listen to Danny and Toby's interview of John Jansen?
Yes, I did. And it kind of speaks to what Washington's walking into tomorrow night.
That's just crazy.
It's a madness.
Like, they don't think there's a... Listen, teams who underestimate their opponents, they lose. That's what they do. And I think that gives us a really good shot. So rather than a 30% chance like I did earlier today, I think we got a 60% chance
to
win.
Attaboy, Rory.
There you go. You have a good one, Linnell. Thanks
I appreciate you as always, my man. I wonder if Mark Ryan will top John Jansen because talking to Mark off air and during the week a couple of times, he's echoing the same sentiments, man. No one in Detroit thinks Washington has a shot. The Lions are already looking past Washington. and we'll get to this as the show rolls on here tonight. I think Detroit has a considerable amount of pressure on them. Detroit has all of the pressure on them. Think about it like this. They lost last year in the NFC Championship game, and what was the messaging from Dan Campbell? It's really hard to get back here, brother. It's really hard to get back here, brother. And they're one game away from doing it, but look at all the injuries that they've had to overcome. And now it kind of feels like this is it. This is it for the Detroit Lions. If they don't get it this year, will they ever reach these heights again? Because let's just be real about it. I'll say it until I'm blue in the face. Jared Goff is as average as they come at the quarterback position. I can give a rat's ass about the numbers. Jared Goff is as average as they come at the quarterback position. When you think about what is slated to happen this offseason, you're most likely going to see Ben Johnson leave for what I think is the Raiders' job. You're going to see defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn leave for what most people think is the Jets' job. What does this football team look like? What does this offense look like without Ben Johnson at the controls? That's why it's now or never for the Detroit Lions. You can't fake desperation at all. They may not be saying it publicly, but there's got to be a part of them that thinks it's now or never for us. There is no going back. There is no tomorrow. It is championship or bust for Detroit. Because guess what happens after next year? Jared Goff's contract money kicks in. And what we know about Jared Goff is he is not one of the quarterbacks in the NFL that elevates others around him. So the moment you have to start taking away from the infrastructure that Goff has offensively, the moment you begin to do that, it's over for him. He won't be able to function. So all the pressure's on Detroit, but it feels like Washington is the big underdog. I told you I had some numbers for you. Only here on Overtime are you getting these numbers. In the last, this pains me to say, in the last 15 games, in the postseason, where a team was 8 point or more favorites, that favorite team is 15-0 with a point differential, with an average point differential of 14, and with a turnover differential of plus 12. So usually when there are big favorites in the postseason, they put belt to arse. Will that be Washington's fate tomorrow night? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go out to Kevin in Virginia. What's up, Kevin? Kevin, you there, brother?
Yeah, I'm right here.
What's going on,
brother? Sorry about
that. Very good.
How's it going? I just wanted to point out that, you know, we've played 11 teams this year. We played six teams in the top 11 of rushing this year, and we've beaten five of them. We lost to one by one possession. I just don't see how us not being able to stop the run has really been a hindrance to our season at all, where we are where we are, even with Saquon gashing us. We still beat the Eagles that second time around. So I have utmost confidence in our team and what we've been able to do that I think we can really pull this one out, regardless if they rush for 200 yards on us or not.
Kevin, if you're just now tuning in, I do agree with you, and I pointed this out a moment ago. I had to come to grips with this, Kevin. This was something to me that I couldn't wrap my head around. You ask any high school coach, any college coach, Little League, NFL, what their number one principle is defensively, they'd say stopping the run. It's not the case for this Commanders defense. They have taken on the mentality of we're not going to give up the explosive play. We'll concede 4 yards on first down. We'll concede 6 yards on second down, but we're not going to let anything get behind us defensively. I think in this game in particular, though, when you think about what makes Detroit go offensively, it is their run game. Jared Goff is not Jared Goff without David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. So while I do agree with you, generally speaking, Kevin, I think tomorrow night you got to limit it to some degree.
Oh, absolutely. I do agree with you there. But I just based on previous experience from this season, we just seem to have that bend don't break mentality. And as I've been telling people for the last 9 weeks, do not let us have the ball last. We will win.
For sure. Kevin, I appreciate you as always. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We're now what? 25 and a half hours away, if my math is right? 25 hours and 27 minutes away. I can't believe we're here. I can't believe we're here. I open up the show saying, you know, I'm so tired of hearing the, or it's getting old hearing the, oh, I can't believe we're here. But damn it, I can't believe we're here. It is a surreal feeling. Washington in Detroit tomorrow night from Ford Field. Winner advances to the NFC Championship game. What must Washington do? What is a non-negotiable that has to happen if Washington's going to win the football game? Rod's in Landover. What's up, Rod?
Hey, what's up, bro? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. I don't know if you remember, Linnell. I called last week.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I said. I said, man, if Jaden Daniels outplay Baker Mayfield, we're going to win this game.
I remember.
I'm saying the same thing this week. If Jaden Daniels, the reason why the piggyback of what the last caller said and what you were just mentioning about this team's running on us, the reason why a lot of that stuff don't apply to us, even when teams do run on us like that, because of Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
If Jaden Daniels outplayed Jared Goff tomorrow, and he proves that he's the best player on the field, because there's going to be good players on both sides of the ball. For Detroit, they got good players on offense. We got decent players on offense. But if Jaden Daniels proved that he is the best player in that building, we're going to win this game, man. We're going to win this game. Now, last week, Tampa Bay defense, I believe Tampa Bay defense is way better than Detroit.
Oh, I agree. Hey, Rod, I agree with you 100%.
And Jaden Daniels, we had no turnovers.
Yep.
You know, when it counted, Baker Mayfield was playing all right, but he fumbled the ball, and I got cashed in.
Yeah.
And that was on fourth down when he cashed in.
Yep.
If Jaden Daniels proved that he is the best player on the field, man, we're gonna win this game. We're gonna win this game. I give us a. Early in the week, I was like, man, I don't know. But as the more I think about it and we get closer to tomorrow, if Jaden Daniels proved to be the best player on that field, man, we going to the NFC Championship game, man. Hey, look, brother. Hey, thanks for taking my call, brother.
Yes, indeed, my man. Happy holidays to you and yours. Happy New Year. I guess I'm late as hell saying Happy New Year on the 17th.
We're two weeks into this.
Hold on now. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, more of your calls, and I'll give you a number, a stat from Washington and their fourth down success that should give you a ton of confidence about their ability to beat the Detroit Lions. All that and more next on The Fan. 1-800-636-1067, the number. Right here on Overtime, it's the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock. Our pal Mark Ryan going to stop by the program of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. He'll give us a preview of Lions and Commanders as Detroit and Washington set to lock horns tomorrow night. Winner advances to the NFC Championship game. Detroit punched their ticket to the NFC Championship last year. For Washington, if they are victorious, it would be their first NFC Championship appearance since 1991. Last time the Commanders won the Super Bowl. So a lot on the line for Washington. But as I continue to say, and I don't know if I'm angry about it, I don't know if I'm understanding of it, the national pundits not giving Washington much of an opportunity to win Sunday. Before we get into the 8 o'clock hour, I'll let you hear from a division rival who's pretty bullish on the Commanders and their opportunity to pick up the dub tomorrow night. But I mentioned before going to break, Washington on fourth down all year long has been an absolute juggernaut. And to me, it's been one of the driving forces in their success this year, and it was probably the driving reason why they won the football game last week. Washington, on average, is, I believe, it's ninth in the NFL in terms of time of possession. But if you look at the way they played against Atlanta, New Orleans, Tennessee, and then the Tampa Bay game last weekend, time of possession is starting to become Washington's best friend. Because when we continue to talk about what their Achilles heel is and why they won't advance in the postseason, everybody would agree to a man that it's the defense. Washington's offense at times during this five-game, six-game winning streak, their offense has been their best defense, limiting the opposing offense's opportunities. And that's got to be the key this weekend. How do you continue to extend these drives? You have a historic year on third down. Sunday, Washington was 3-for-5 on third down. That improved them. These numbers are bonkers. They're 23-of-28 on the season on fourth down. Let me repeat that. Washington is 23-of-28 for the season on third down. And after those conversions Sunday, Washington scored 14 points after they went for it. So the three times that they went for it, it resulted in 14 points. On the 23 times that they've converted fourths on the season, it's turned into a whopping 129 points. And I know some of you are like, where are the averages? Where are the averages? The Washington Commanders offense, after converting a fourth down, is averaging a whopping 14 points more per game. It's crazy. So their fourth down success is a big part of why this offense has been able to control the football. I think the formula can be replicated. I don't think it's a one-off. I really don't. 1-800-636-1067. The main thing that I continue to say, though, in order for Washington to continue to have success controlling the football, the quarterback can't get bored with making the routine play. You need outstanding individual effort from guys. And then you can't shoot yourselves in the foot with the penalties and the negative plays. It just can't happen. You can't live life like that. Lucky for Washington, they've eliminated those things, and the success is well explained. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Mark is in Fairfax. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how you doing tonight? This is the first time I'm ever called into the station, so I'm super excited to hear.
I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you chiming in.
But what I wanted to call and say is, you know, we've been facing a lot of narratives all season, you know. First it was, do we even have the right QB? Then it's, we can't beat a team over 500% wins, you know. And I think realistically, we got a 65-70% chance. All the onus is on the Lions right now.
100%.
All of it. You know, we're in playing with house money this entire season. We got a rookie QB who's franchise setting, has played so well under pressure at every moment. I mean, like you mentioned, fourth downs, we have one of the best conversion rates. I think if we go for it on fourth, keep that aggression up, start establishing the run game, be it with Jaden, be it with B-Rob, be it with Eckler, I think we really got the chance at this whole thing.
Mark, I appreciate your call as always, but I agree. I agree, and I think Mark brings up a hell of a point. They have beat down and overcome every negative narrative that's been thrown in front of them this season. From the offensive line not being good enough to the coordinator. It dropped. To the coordinator not being good enough. To the quarterback not being the guy. To the defense not having enough talent to be able to stop people. They've proven their detractors wrong all season long. I don't see why it doesn't continue this weekend. Because I'll tell you what. The Detroit Lions, to me, defensively aren't good enough to win a championship. They're not. And I look at the way Detroit played in the final 6 weeks of the regular season defensively. Chicago, Green Bay, Buffalo, San Fran, and then the Minnesota game on Sunday night. I think the Minnesota game on Sunday night is more of an accurate representation of what this defense is talking about the Lions. I don't buy their defense. And that, to me, is the big reason why I think Washington will have a ton of success tomorrow night. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I mentioned the national media not giving Washington a big chance, right? I was watching Get Up the other morning. Every analyst on the desk picked Detroit. I understand that, and it makes a ton of sense why the folks are on Detroit. Number one seed in the conference. They earned the bye. People are just believing at this point. That Washington just simply isn't good enough. And the thing that I continue to go back to, if you've watched both Washington and Detroit over the final 6 weeks of the season, how can you have so much conviction in the Lions? How could you have so much conviction in the Lions? And it all starts with me. Their defense is god-awful. Over the final 6 weeks, they're 31st in yards allowed per game, 28th in points, last in opposing QBR, 31st in pass yards allowed. It's going to make the game interesting. Can the Commanders capitalize on Detroit's flaws defensively? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Rob is in D.C. What's up, Rob?
What's up, Demir? I can call, bud.
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm just sitting here, you know, listening, you know, and taking it all in. And I'm just thinking about that Detroit defense, to me, is really, you know, without Aiden Hutchinson not playing, it's just an average defense. I don't see where our offense, you know, is going to have any trouble scoring points or even moving the ball. I just don't see it. So the way we play, if we're on top of our game, we're going to have to run the ball and shorten the game and eat the clock up. And I think they are going to be able to run. And so I'm looking for Jaden to go over the top tomorrow, because once our running game get going, I think they will, you know, crowd the box. And I think our passing game is going to open up, you know, pretty good. But they lost to Tampa Bay. And so I went back and watched that game. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying Tampa Bay just pretty much ran the ball and, you know, ate the clock up and kept the offense off the field. And so I just think with that recipe right there, run the ball, you know, eat the clock up, keep the game close. And in the end, I think we can make a play to win this game. You know, I just don't see where they that much more dominant other than being the number one seed playing at home. But, I mean, the way we play, we just used to, you know, being in dog fights. That's another thing. They haven't been in too many dog fights. And then when you looked at the Minnesota game last week, Minnesota got inside the red zone four times and they turned it over. So that's what I'm telling you.
Yep.
I think we are going to be able to move the ball. But, okay, Linnell.
Appreciate you, man.
I think we're going to be we might shock the world. Okay, buddy.
I don't know if it's a might, Rob. I'm feeling it. I'm all the way in on Washington tomorrow. It's 7:46, and I'm already teasing my big prediction that's supposed to be given at the end of the show. I can care less. I believe in it. 1-800-636-1067. A lot of folks nationally not believing in the Washington Commanders. There's one division rival who does. We'll let you hear from him next. This is The Fan. Divisional round of the NFL playoffs get underway tomorrow. Commanders and Lions duking it out in prime time to try and see who will punch their ticket to the NFC Championship game for Detroit. If they're able to win, it'd be their second consecutive trip to the NFC Championship game. For Washington, be their first time since 1991. And we all know what happened to this great organization back in 1991. So hopefully they can get it done and this magical Cinderella-like season can't continue. 1-800-636-1067. One, why do you have confidence? Excuse me, how much confidence do you have in the Commanders after most national pundits have really not given this team much of a chance? Vegas has them at 9.5-point underdogs. If you're just now joining the show, in the last 15 instances in the postseason where there's been an 8 or more point favorite, those teams 15-0 with an average point differential of 13.9. Washington's made history all year long, though. All year long, they've made history. So while that stat makes me go, 15-0, this team has beat the odds all season long. Jaden Daniels, and we'll discuss him in the 8 o'clock hour, is in the midst of the greatest rookie season ever. And normally when I say stuff like that, it's, oh, you're being a Commanders fan. Oh, you're just biased. It's real. He's having the best rookie season ever, damn it. And I'm supposed to pick against him? Against Detroit? Against Jared Goff and his lisp? That pumpkin. And then Detroit's defense. That's the other thing about this that makes me... Look, I once had a lisp. I went to speech therapy.
That was messed up.
That was messed up. That was awful. But look, like Jared Goff, I continue to say, is the most insulated quarterback in the National Football League. If they can make Detroit one-dimensional, we're going to have ourselves a ball game, man. Because their defense is god-awful. Brock Purdy on Monday night a couple of weeks ago threw for 377 and two touchdowns. Ricky Pearsall, damn it. 8 for 141. George Kittle, 8 for 112. Explosives giving up a 40, 29. To the Niners offense, Caleb Williams threw explosives of 45, 30, 25, 27. Tyrone Madunze, Keenan Allen, and DJ Moore. Their defense, what do the kids say? Their defense is mid. It's Huff. It's not Zah. And then this is the matchup I really go back to. I look at the game plan that Aaron Glenn and company tried to implement against Josh Allen. And I go, well, wouldn't you try and defend Jaden the same way? And people smartly tweeted at me, well, Jaden's no Josh Allen. Josh Allen's no Jaden. How about that? Josh Allen is a freakazoid, though. I give it to him. But Josh Allen in their, what was it, a 48-42 victory, threw for 362 yards, added two touchdowns through the air, two touchdowns on the ground. And then this is what got me. Detroit, in that game alone, gave up explosives of 41, 28, 23, 29, 33, and 64. They can't stop the common cold. But I'm supposed to believe they're going to stop the best rookie quarterback ever? We're almost 24 hours away from kickoff. Hot damn it! Mark is in Charles County. What's up, Mark?
Hey, fella. That stat about fourth down, man, that's so new school. It's blowing my mind. So that's why I'm glad we got old school and new school on the team with Wagner and Jaden. I see this game, it could be a 23-21 game because defense, with all that talk, they got no pressure. And when you say fighter's chance, you mean puncher's chance. We got to knock somebody out.
I feel that.
Who's the best play in the Eagle game? We knocked somebody out, right? He didn't fall or trip over himself and knocked out. We knocked him out. You know, that's one strategy we need. Knock somebody out. I don't care if it's a frontline player. We need to send a shiver through that stadium, right? Because they might open up, you know, hey, 7-point lead, 10-point lead, whether we get the kickoff first or not. That's another discussion we need to have. But we need to be real physical, ring somebody's bell in there, and that'll settle everything down. I don't think it's going to be a track meet. Detroit's been off. It's going to be loud. It'll be a little rusty. Ball's going to come off fingertips, high passes. Jaden might not even be perfect. It's time for the defense. How long are you going to let him ride you? You going to wait to the Super Bowl? Knock somebody out. This is supposed to be the best team. Go get him.
Mark, I appreciate you as always. My mic was off. I'm thinking that I was talking to Mark, but my mic was off because I'm having that type of night.
You're having an off night. Everybody has off
nights. I'm nervous for the big game tomorrow. How can you blame me?
Can't.
Holy cow. I was talking for 20 seconds with no mic on. 1-800-636-1067. 106.7. I mentioned most of the national media not giving Washington much of a chance. Before we get into the 8 o'clock hour, we'll let you hear from a division rival that's given Washington a pretty good chance. But first, let's go out. My dog, Prez. What up, Prez? Prez, you never call in, brother, man.
Yo, my God, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good, brother, man. When I seen it, when I saw Prez, I said, that's what's up, man. I'm glad to hear from you, listen, brother.
Hey, you already know what's happening. Let me tell you something, bro. You was in your bag, like, just a minute ago. You were cooking on the actual point I was going to bring up, man. The explosive plays. I was talking a couple things. I've been in spaces all week talking to these I don't know what to call them, man. These Cubs, right? they're like, yeah, we're going to beat you guys. I doubt you guys get 10 points. I doubt you guys even get out of the, you know, get in the teams. I'm like, first of all, you guys are leading the league almost in explosive plays giving up.
Yeah.
I mean, you dudes out there letting, you know, full single round receivers go 60 yards when you bambas, whatever. But, you know, whatever. Like, you know, calm down. But you brought up stuff about the fourth downs. But the other key issue is that Detroit loves to play man-to-man, right?
Yes.
They love to bring Brian Branch down in the box and use him on the blitz. I dare you to leave Terry one-on-one with any of your DBs. I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
Listen, the things that we do well, they do poorly.
I agree.
Period. And we have an excellent opportunity with our ability. When have you ever seen a team that can control the ball with a poor running game? Even when our run game the last 4 or 5 weeks hasn't been stellar,
yeah,
we have still controlled the time of possession. Like
Prez, let me ask you this, Prez, because you're somebody that taps in pretty regularly. You know what's happening right now? This is the culmination of exotic smash mouth football. This is the exotic part of it, man. They've reinvented the wheel almost. It's this ball control passing offense, and they're doing whatever they can to keep the football and possess it as much as possible. I think it's a formula that they should keep.
It's amazing, and they're creating more possessions, right, with the fourth down. I mean, dude, the fourth down conversion percentage is insane, and off of those conversions, I think over 130 points off of those fourth down conversions or that lead to continue drive, right? What are we talking about? I know Detroit has won. Kudos to them. 14 wins is amazing. I love Dan Campbell. Detroit got out the mud. I respect them, right? But, bro, coming into this game, they're going to put some respect on our team name.
They got to.
They're going to put some – listen, yeah. All right, bro, be good, man.
Hey, man, appreciate the call as always. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. 8 o'clock hour quickly approaching. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. We'll get deeper into the numbers, and we'll build the case for Washington going to Detroit tomorrow night and picking up the upset. We'll let you hear from a division rival who thinks Washington has a hell of a shot tomorrow night. Plus, we'll go behind enemy lines. Our pal Mark Ryan, Detroit Lions Radio Network, going to join us before we get out of here. All that and more next here on The Fan.